Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Kurt Vonnegut. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating corners of the world through the lens of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and in today's episode, we're exploring the life, works, and enduring legacy of one of the most influential American writers of the 20th century, Kurt Vonnegut. Picture this, a writer who can craft tales so bizarre, yet so profoundly human, that they leave an indelible mark on your consciousness. That's the essence of Kurt Vonnegut, whose unique blend of satire, dark comedy, and science fiction address the most fundamental questions of existence and morality. But who is the man behind such classics as Slaughterhouse-Five and Cat's Cradle? Let's find out. Kurt Vonnegut, born on November 11, 1922, in Indianapolis, Indiana, was not just a writer. He was a World War II veteran, a cultural commentator, and a voice of reason during some of America's most turbulent times. His works often reflected his own experiences, such as his time as a POW in Dresden, which became the backdrop for Slaughterhouse-Five. This book alone catapulted Vonnegut to fame, but it was his entire body of work that cemented his place in literature. Now, let's take a journey through Vonnegut's early life. He attended Shortridge High School in his hometown, where he already showed a talent for writing. After a brief stint at Butler University, he transferred to Cornell to study biochemistry. But even as a young man, Vonnegut's life was anything but a straight path. He joined the army during World War II and survived the Dresden bombing, an event that would haunt and inspire him for the rest of his life. Our listeners, many of whom have faced their own defining moments, can perhaps appreciate how such pivotal events shape us. Have you ever experienced something so profound that it changed the course of your life or your worldview? Vonnegut surely did, and it echoed throughout his writing career. After the war, Vonnegut attended the University of Chicago as a graduate student in anthropology and also worked as a police reporter. Interestingly, his first thesis was rejected, and he didn't receive his master's degree until 1971, when Cat's Cradle was accepted as his thesis. Talk about academic redemption. Vonnegut's writing career began in the heyday of American short fiction, finding initial success in magazines. His first novel, Player Piano, depicted a dystopian future and set the tone for his lifelong engagement with science fiction themes. However, it was Slaughterhouse-Five that truly launched Vonnegut into the stratosphere of literary fame. Its blend of war reportage, science fiction, and existential inquiry has prompted readers to ask themselves, how do we make sense of the senseless? Listeners, have you grappled with that question? Can literature provide answers, or does it simply offer more questions? Vonnegut's genius lay in his ability to leave us pondering these quandaries while also entertaining us with his wit and imagination. Vonnegut's style was marked by a colloquial voice, often inserting himself into the narrative and breaking the fourth wall. This technique, known on stage as breaking the proscenium, directly engages with the audience, just as I'm speaking to you now. He made the readers feel like accomplices in his storytelling, as if we're all part of this grand, absurd adventure of life. Beyond his novels, Vonnegut's short stories and essays were equally compelling. His collection, Welcome to the Monkey House, is a treasure trove of thought-provoking ideas, each a short journey into a different reality. Despite his critical success, Vonnegut's personal life was fraught with challenges. He struggled with depression, his sister's death, and his mother's suicide on Mother's Day in 1944. These events infused his work with a sense of the tragic and the absurd, a duality that makes him so relatable and human. Vonnegut's later years saw him continue to write and teach, becoming a revered countercultural figure, especially during the Vietnam War. His later books, like Jailbird and Dead Eye Dick, explore the themes of free will, the impact of technology on society, and the faltering American dream. Vonnegut's death in 2007 was a loss to the literary world, but his legacy is unquestionable. His works continue to resonate, to challenge, to amuse, and to comfort. In a way, he's like an old friend, offering wisdom, laughter, and a touch of cynicism about the world we inhabit. So, dear listeners, here's a thought to ponder. How does the work of an author like Vonnegut shape our understanding of our own times? Do his visions of the future and incisive critiques of the past help us navigate the present any better? This journey into Kurt Vonnegut's life and literature has just scratched the surface. I encourage you all to visit the Wikipedia page on Kurt Vonnegut to delve into the finer details of his extraordinary life and to read or reread his works. Who knows, perhaps you'll find yourself unstuck in time, just like Billy Pilgrim, the protagonist of Slaughterhouse-Five. To engage further with Vonnegut's world and to share your thoughts on his impact on literature and society, why not start a conversation on our social media platforms after the show? Let's delve into the world Vonnegut painted, a world imbued with satire and sorrow, and ask ourselves where we stand within it. That wraps up this episode of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, and it's been a pleasure guiding you through the cosmic tapestry of one of literature's most unforgettable figures, Kurt Vonnegut. Until next time, keep turning the pages and questioning the world around you. Thank you for listening.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Kurt Vonnegut. Thanks for listening. See you next time.